What are you reaching for? If you're a smoker or vapor, you're definitely reaching for nicotine satisfaction. But you could be reaching for so much more with Zyn nicotine pouches. When you reach for Zyn, you're not just reaching for nicotine enjoyment. You're reaching for the freedom to explore 10 flavored and unflavored varieties, each available in 3 milligram and 6 milligram strengths. When you reach for Zyn, you're reaching for the ability to live life on your terms. Instead of stepping away from good times, you can lean in. And because Zyn is smoke-free, you don't have to think about lingering smells or worry about clunky devices. When you reach for Zyn, you're reaching for opportunities to break free from your routine and membership in a unique nationwide community. Whatever you're reaching for, reach for it with America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Find your Zyn wherever nicotine products are sold near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Thursday meatballs, welcome to the meatball pod. So Dina is running a little late, so it's raining here in Jersey like cats and dogs. There's a monsoon outside and I'm so annoyed because we did end up getting a snowstorm. I think it was last week. And we got like 3 inches and it was so cold and freezing that like the snow froze to the ground. It was like ice. So I was like, oh my God, we're gonna have a white Christmas, because usually it doesn't really snow until like after Christmas. So then today it decided to be 50 degrees and rain. So now the snow is going to be gone for Christmas. I'm so annoyed. But, this is going to be our last episode of 2025. And we will see you guys next year in 2026. And all I want to say is good fucking riddance to 2025. I feel like it was a good year. Okay. We were busy filming the show and like doing all the things and great like job stuff and, you know, whatever. But I just feel like the mood and the universe of 2025 was so unstable that like I thought I needed medication for my mental health. So this year has been really rough on my brain. So I am ready for 2026. For a new year and to be more positive and obviously keep killing it, you know, with our shows and stuff like that, because we told you guys last week that we ended up wrapping Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So I'm pretty sure it's airing in January. I'm not sure of the date, but yeah, we're doing that. And then in January, I leave for Canada because I start filming my new paranormal show that I told you guys about. And I'm really excited and I'm scared and it's spooky, but I'm excited to talk to ghosts. And it's just going to be, it's going to be a different paranormal show, because I feel like there's so many paranormal shows out there, but like mine, like I'm actually like learning to like do the ghost hunting and everything, because I've always been into the paranormal and I do feel things. So I'm going to be like yelling at the ghosts, like, stop scaring me. You're not coming home with me. Get out of here. So I do it at my house. Like when I feel things, I literally yell at the ghosts. I'm like, you're not welcome here. Get out. So that's basically just going to be me just yelling at the ghosts all day. So I'm excited for 2026. Christmas is literally a couple days away. So I hope all of you got your goodies in. And if you need last minute goodies, you guys know I'm on Cameo. If you didn't get a present for like your bestie and she loves us meatballs, I'm doing cameos all this weekend. I literally did like 10 this morning for Christmas presents. And it's so cute. And I love when they play it for the people. And then they post it, and then I get to see their reaction. It's so freaking cute. People are like screaming, freaking out. So I'm glad that I can be a present for people on Christmas. So if you guys need last minute gifts for some Snooki lovers or meatball lovers, I'm on Cameo. So I will be doing that all this week. But yeah, I just got all my shopping done. Pretty much done with the kids. Just got Gianni last minute things. I just went to Dick's the other day because I needed stuff for Lorenzo. He's literally 13 years old and I have no idea what to get him. And he's like, oh, I want like hoodies. And I'm just like, I do your laundry every single day. You literally have 1,000 pieces of hoodies. Like, you don't need any more clothes. So of course I went to Dick's and got a couple hoodies because he did need new ones, cause he keeps like, you know, recycling and wearing the same ones every single day. So I get it. But I ended up getting him stuff for wrestling because he likes this one brand. So I got him like wrestling stuff because it's wrestling season. And I'm not a fan of being a wrestling mom because it stresses me out. So it's not like cheer mom, because cheer mom's fun and you're like screaming and it's a good time. Wrestling, it's like he's fighting for his life and I want to kill myself. So yeah, I got him stuff for wrestling, a wrestling bag, and like cute like sweats to wear for wrestling. And then I got like Gianni like a golf outfit at Dick's. So I'm basically done. I feel like I'm done. I just did all of the teacher stuff because I have to give that next week. So I'm all prepared. I know I told you guys I was stressing about this holiday season because we've been filming so much. They're like, me and Dina don't want to work ever in December. Like, December is our time where like we shut down. We are home with the kids. It's like holiday season. We're doing all the holiday things with the kids. So me and Dina were literally having a mental breakdown with having to work in December. But we did it. We got it done. And I was, you know, I usually get my, like, everything is wrapped by the first week in December. And this year it didn't happen because we were working. But we were grateful to be working. And yeah, we got everything done. So all right, this week's episode is sponsored by Blissey, and you guys, this is the gift that's going to make me win the holidays. So everyone in my family is obsessed with Blissey's pillowcases. So when you use Blissey, you'll notice healthier skin and hair in weeks. And Blissey was named Gift of the Year 3 years in a row, so it would make the perfect gift for the holiday season. It's better than satin, which is made from synthetics. Satin is rough on the hair and skin, and it's cheap for a reason. So Blissey Silk has anti-aging properties, which reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color-treated hair. It's dermatologist-tested and recommended, and clinically proven to not clog pores unlike cotton. It's also antibacterial and hypoallergenic. Blissey's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable, which promotes better sleep and means no more sweaty nights, which us meatballs hate. There are more than 100 designs that you guys can choose from, and they're easy to care for and machine washable. Over 3 million have been sold so far, and they have a new collab with designer Nicole Miller, which includes two pillowcases and two sleep masks. So we are hot sleepers here, and we pretty often wake up throughout the night hot and sweaty. But since using Blissey's pillowcases, we've both been sleeping comfortably, not constantly waking up to flip the pillow over to the cool side. And as we've mentioned before, our husbands have been enjoying sleep next to us again, since they're not getting woken up like before whenever we get up all sweaty in the night and complaining and just gross. So because you guys are a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball and use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. I'm excited for Christmas, and Christmas Eve is usually at my house, so it's literally so small. It's just my mom and her boyfriend. I don't think he's coming this year, though. And then my dad and his wife. And that's basically it. And then I have the kids and like maybe a couple cousins. So it's literally, it's going to be an easy Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I think Dina just popped on.
Oh, hi guys. Sorry I'm late. Hi, girl.
No, I was just telling everyone that it's a monsoon in freaking Jersey. And I'm so upset because we had snow and now it's all gone for Christmas.
Oh my God. I know. Both my kids were so sad when we went outside and the snowman was gone and the scarf was on the floor. They were like,
yeah. It's like you passed away.
No. I'm like, it's okay. We have pictures of it. Like, yeah, such a sad sight.
Yeah, I was so excited for us to have a white Christmas because I was telling everyone, like, the snow, after it snowed, it got, like, really cold. So it was, like, freezing snow. And that snow, like, stays for a while. But, of course, I had to freaking, you know, rain today. And it's 50 degrees. I'm really annoyed.
I know. It's pretty warm out. It is.
So warm. Do you remember that one time we had Christmas? It was literally, like, 80 degrees.
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh, I was so mad.
But it is only supposed to be, like, 30-something for Christmas. I looked.
Yeah, and we're supposed to get a little sprinkle of snow on Tuesday. So maybe it'll stay, that little sprinkle.
Yeah, a little bit.
I have hope.
A little bit. So, Meatballs, this will be a short episode, but we just wanted to hop on before the new year and just,
of course,
you know, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
Yes.
But yeah, so yeah, busy, but all good things, all good things.
All good things, Olaf. I was just telling everyone my plans for Christmas and Christmas Eve, like I do at my house. And it's literally like so intimate. It's just my parents and maybe like a cousin here and there. But it's basically, you know, like just for the kids. So I ended up getting the big Jenga because we like to do games because I had the little one.
Fine.
Yeah, so I got the big Jenga so we could play that. But I get Eat Clean Bro. And he literally brings me my ham, my mashed potatoes, my green beans, all the things. And Joey comes over in the morning and, like, we do, like, you know, we cook appetizers and stuff like that. And then Gianni makes his crab sauce. So Christmas Eve is, like, chill and fun and I'm at home and cozy. And then Christmas Day is at Janice's and it's just a ton of kids just running around. So that is my plans. What's your plans?
So Christmas Eve, we're going into Staten Island because we're going to my dad's side of the family. So they
Staten Island.
So they do like crab sauce and stuff, but we don't eat that. So I'm probably going to like make my own sauce and bring it. But it's like chill. Like my kids are the youngest, but they love their big cousins. Like especially my two older boy cousins. They like think they're like the coolest thing ever. So that'll
cute.
Be fun.
They probably look up to them. That's so sweet.
Oh, they do. Uh-huh. They do. They're like, they think they're the coolest things.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Day, I'm hosting and it'll be like, you know, I think there's like 16 of us. So nothing too crazy. And it's basically
that's
just like,
big, though.
Yeah, my family, Chris's family are like, you know, the, yeah, like all the grandmas, grandpas, uncles, aunts. And then, yeah, and I'm actually, I was good to cook, but then I was like, I'm tired because I've been hosting like everything. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm just going to do Eat Clean Bro. So Eat Clean Bro is going to cater for me. So they're going to, I did like clams oregano. I did penne vodka, chicken marsala, like all the, you know, signature Italian dishes and antipasto, shrimp cocktail, bruschetta. So, yeah, we'll have, like, a nice spread. But I was like, you know what? I was going to do the whole cooking. And then I was like, you know, I cooked Thanksgiving. I, you know, did my Halloween party. I hosted a lot. So,
listen, there's nothing wrong with getting stuff catered. And, you know, just like not being stressed about that because you're already stressed about like people coming over your house and you want your house to be clean and you want to, you're focusing on like hosting and making sure everyone has a good time on top of that fucking cooking an entire meal. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, and I like been baking all week. So I'm like, you know what? I just want to like just relax Christmas Day and not have to worry about cooking and stuff.
Exactly.
You know? So yeah. So Eat Clean Bros get a cater and yeah, I'm excited. Yep. It'll be fun. It was so funny because remember the last pod you were, you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I had more. And so that was me the other night. I was like, all right, I have to go down because everything was still in like Amazon boxes. I kind of had things separated, but I'm like, all right, I have to like figure out exactly what I have for each kid to make sure that it's even because they'll know if they're off one, they'll be like, well, Cameron got, and I'd be like, well,
yep.
And I looked and I was like, first of all, I thought that I had more than I did. And second of all, I was like, shit, because Cameron's a little easier than CJ because he's 4. So I can get him like a lot of like little toys, like Stitch toys and stuff like that. Where CJ's like, he's he's not Lorenzo's age, but he, you know, he likes sports now. Him and his friends are into like different things.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's starting to get complicated now.
So I'm like, okay, well I can't get him like exactly this, like all these baby stuff. So I got him more of like sports stuff, but then I'm looking and I'm like,
stop, he's like a little man. I can't.
I know. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Cameron definitely has more stuff to open because it's... because
he's easier.
He has like smaller things. So then I was like, crap. So then I ran out to like Walmart and I went on Amazon. I was like, all right, I have to get... so I did more because he likes board games. He likes like stuff like that now. Mm-hmm. So like I did like some board games. I did... I was like, okay, I need a... so I wrapped most of my gifts and now I'm waiting on like a couple more gifts. I still have to wrap for Chris. But I'm getting there. And then I baked the last two days. I baked my cookies. Now we're getting there.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, so my mom, I'm so excited because we always try and do cookie day. Like growing up, I did it with my best friend. And it was like a full day of just making thousands of cookies. But obviously, you know, we fell off because, you know, I live in a different state. And it's just hard to see my parents sometimes. So my mom is coming today. And we're gonna bake cookies tonight with Gigi because she loves baking. So I'm so excited to like really get into the holiday spirit tonight because
I love that.
I feel like Christmas is literally in a couple days. Like, how the hell did this happen? Like, I just don't understand time right now because time is crazy.
No, I really think we're in like a time war because I really feel
I don't think life is real. Like,
I
what
feel
is
like
going on?
Time is flying, like flying.
That's fucking bizarre.
But, like, also we've all been so busy, so that could be why. Like, I just did CJ's class party, you know, since I'm the class mom, I, like, create it all. And it went well. Everybody, all the kids had so much fun. I want to shout out my classroom party. If you don't follow them, you should on Instagram. They have so many cute party ideas, and they also send, like, party boxes. So, like, if you're super busy, like, during the holidays and you can't get
That's
it together—
so easy.
Like, they'll send you the box. And, like, honestly, all the kids loved every single game and craft out of that box. So they really liked that. But then I did – I got this one thing on Amazon, which I think is, like – it's called
Kodak camera?
It's like a Kodak Dock – something, but so it just, you can connect your phone to it and it prints out photos. Best thing I ever got. Like, honestly, it's in a pinch. If you need photos printed, you just go upstairs. I click my phone in and it prints out the photos.
Yes.
It's so great. You would love it.
So I have two of those. It's not
I love
that
it.
Brand, but I ended up getting it for Angelo because he's been so obsessed with printing sharks lately that like, I'm spending thousands of dollars, Dina, on ink because it's just, he's just printing and printing. So I was like, I can't be doing this anymore. And I went on Amazon and I bought that exact thing. I think it's a different brand because I don't remember that name. But yeah, it's like it hooks up to your phone or the iPad and it just prints out pictures of sharks. And I'm like, this is way easier than freaking spending thousands of dollars.
And they're actual 4x6, like, pictures. Like, it's like a picture you would get at CVS.
Right.
And they're good. And they are good quality. So, Meatballs, if you need something, go on Amazon. Kodak. I believe it's called Kodak Doc something.
Okay, Meatballs, when it comes to holiday gifting, obviously I want to give things people really love, like beautiful, timeless pieces they'll wear for years, and that's why I'm going with Quince. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters to Italian wool coats, everything is premium quality at a price that actually makes sense. So Quince has something for everybody on your list. They have soft Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50 that look and feel like designer pieces. They have silk tops and skirts for dressing up, perfectly cut denim for everyday wear, and outerwear that actually keeps you warm and it's stylish. Their Italian wool coats are standout pieces, beautifully tailored, soft to the touch, and crafted to last for seasons. Every piece is made with premium materials from ethical, trusted factories and priced far below what other luxurious brands charge. So there's so many options that I can totally see myself giving my group of friends one of their beautiful options, like a scarf or a sweater. So I'm actually doing like a girlfriend's weekend, but we have like a wish list of what everyone wants. So whatever anybody gets, it's like something that they want. And everybody wants like a cozy scarf. They want a nice sweater. They want a nice hoodie or a jacket. So I ended up buying the Mongolian cashmere oversized crew neck sweater for one of my girlfriends. And I loved it so much that I ended up buying like 3 for me because I'm obsessed. It's cozy, it's cute, and I feel amazing wearing it. So find gifts so good that you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/meatball for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. It's now available in Canada too. So that's quince.com/meatball to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/meatball.
Yeah, one of the crafts I did, I had them decorate Winter Wonderland. Oh my gosh, what is it called? I'm having a brain fart. Well, you put a freaking picture in a frame. Oh my God.
Oh God, I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. My brain is so fried. Anyway, I had them decorate. I had one of the craft tables was they decorate a picture frame. And then in the beginning of the class, I had them do a big group photo with the teachers and I printed 20 of them out. And then I sent that home with them. So like their craft frame and then the picture. So I thought that was like really cool for like the moms and dads to like come home to see like their class photo of the class party.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was really, really cute. And then today, after I hop off this call with you all, I have Cameron's first party. So I'm very excited to be going to his party. All the parents are invited to that one because it's preschool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he's very excited for mommy to come. And I'm bringing juice boxes and waters. That was what I was assigned to. So
very nice.
Yeah, busy day, but it's great. I'm having fun. But yeah, I'm sure it's so funny. I see all the memes and I'm like, I know every mom and dad that is like involved with Christmas feels the same way with like their brain fried. It's like, where's the presents? Where did I hide them? I still have to wrap them. I still have to bake. I still have to do this. Add in Christmas parties and this and that. And you're just like fried.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm upset because I didn't get picked for the Christmas stuff and I usually do. And I did, so in kindergarten, like I always did Lorenzo's and Giovanna's, but I don't think I signed up correctly, but yeah, I missed Angelo's and I feel like I've done all kids and I missed his. So I'm like killing myself over it, but it's fine. Cause he still has a long time in school. So it's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. I feel bad, but it is what it is. You can only do so much.
No, really. And then we baked my dad's recipe cookies the other night, which was sweet. And then you know what I found out? So I have my dad's actual handwriting of his recipe. And
oh, I love that.
So somebody messaged me on Instagram. It was like one of our supporters. And she was like, I know. She was like, is that your dad's handwriting? If so, like, I got this like from my mom's handwriting and it was a cutting board, like their handwriting of like the directions of the recipe. And
oh, I thought that was really cute.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I show Chris. I was like, this is really cute. I might do this.
Did you ever think about doing, doing a tattoo of his writing?
I did. So I mean, the next time
because Joey did that on his arm and it's so cute.
Yeah, I was thinking underneath my star tattoo on my wrist, doing the his love you. But I don't know if I have it in me for a tattoo. Like, I'm like, I have to get there. There's like a couple tattoos.
That'd be quick, though. That's quick. That would be quick. It's not like you're coloring in like a rose or something, you know?
Yeah, so I have thought about it. That's definitely been on my radar. But
cute.
Yeah. So many things. So I was
so sad
this week. So I watch I watch on TikTok. I have like these, I watch these certain TikToks, like they're a family, right? And it's a family of 3 boys. They're older. They're probably in their 20s and 30s, but they remind me of like Chris and his brothers. And then I'm like, you know, I have 2 boys. So like, I just love the brotherly love and they all like love each other so much. So, like, every day, like, they, like, always come up on my feed because I follow them all. And then all of a sudden today, like, the other day, I saw one of them passed away. And I was, like, I was sad this entire week about it. I was like, oh my God, right around Christmas. So, yeah. So RIP to Tucker Janelle. I think it's Janelle, but that made me really sad.
No, it's terrible. How did he pass away?
I feel like he was having mental issues.
What a sin.
Yeah. So my heart goes out to his brothers.
You know what's sad is that's very common. That's really common during the holidays, which is like so sad.
Yeah. So like I've been like so sad about, I've never met these boys, but I watched their videos and it's just like they all love each other so much. Like they've always like made me like smile. Like their videos are like brothers, like having a good time. And like, you know, I feel like they just felt familiar to me because, you know, I have two boys and my husband has his two brothers and they reminded me of them, all probably around the same age group. And so like they were like, they did fun, cute videos together. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, like this poor family, you know, but just if they ever hear this, your videos always brought a smile to my face. They were so great. I never skipped one. But yeah, so sending love to that family because that really made me sad. It's, you never know what's going on in someone's life. So everybody, always check on your loved ones. You just never know, you know?
Yeah, and then that whole story about the son killing the father and the mom.
Oh, yes. That was crazy, too.
What the heck?
Right
before the holidays.
I know. There has been something bigger going on over there.
Yeah, something's going on. I'm sure we'll figure it out. But RIP, it's so sad. It's supposed to be like the best. It's supposed to be like the happiest times right now. And I just feel like some people are really going through it.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, let's switch it up. But New Year's Eve. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, we do the same thing with the kids. So we take them bowling. And we we've been doing it for years now. So all the cousins go bowling and they do like a fake ball drop at like 8 o'clock. And then that's basically it. And then we go to Janice's after and just hang out for a little bit. And then that's it. I mean, I'm sure my son is going to want to go to somebody's house because he's at that age where like he goes to
parties. I'm not ready for that.
I know. He like goes to parties and stuff, 7th grade. And I feel like, you know, that's when things can start happening.
I can't believe you're there already.
I know, Dave. I know. So luckily I have good communication with him to where I'm like, you need to tell me like if you do something or something happens, like I'm not going to be mad at you, but like you need to let me know what's going on in your life. And I feel like he listens and he'll let me know. So yeah. He'll probably want to do something with his friends and Giovanna will probably want like a couple girls to sleep over. So yeah, just like a cute, cozy New Year's Eve. I mean, you know, we don't do anything crazy anymore.
Yeah, we don't either. Yeah, I think we're up in the air. I'm thinking about doing one night at Kalahari. Do you know where that is? Do you know Kalahari?
Oh yeah. Didn't you just go there recently or no?
No, it was like a year ago. That's what I'm saying. I feel like this time
oh my God,
is just
crazy.
Like, I feel like you just told me you were going bowling like last year.
Sick.
I feel like we're in a freaking, what is it called? You always say we might be in one, a simulation.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I try not to think about it, but.
I know, it's scary.
But yeah, so. I was like, I'm like, I don't really want to have like a million people here or like, you know, I just want to do something that's not my house.
Oh yeah, don't you do like a big party?
We haven't in like 2 years, but like last year we had people here. Yeah. Last year I only had Claire and Danielle here, but I feel like I just kind of want to like not worry about cooking here and stuff or making a mess. So I'm like, maybe we just go to Kalahari for a night, let the kids do the water park. Get dinner, the arcade, or I'm like, maybe we just go to dinner with like our family and then we just ring in the ball here instead of like doing the whole food and everything here. So I don't know. Very up in the air. I'm like, it's like next week. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I know. So we do that New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day, Janice always has, she always cooks the next day. So she's going to have a ton of food at her house.
So yeah, if I'm hungover, I'll just go over there and eat all the foods in my pajamas.
I love that. Yeah, New Year's Day, we do like nothing. But CJ's birthday is like only a couple days after. So the 3rd, we're going to a Devil's game. We got a suite.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so it's like us and then like our family. So there's like I said, like 16 of us. So we're going to do a suite at the Devil's game. And then the next day, he's doing his actual birthday party with his friends. So we have a busy holiday break for sure.
And then when do you do Disney on Ice? Aren't you doing that?
That's the following week, January 11th.
Oh, okay. It's beginning to look a lot like holidays on the house at DraftKings Casino. Celebrate the season with bright lights and big wins on all your favorite casino games. Spin more than 1,000 slots, everything from the classics to exclusive new releases. New players get 500 spins over 10 days on your choice of cash eruption slots. Download the app and sign up with code Meatball. Then choose from 10 different cash eruption slots and let it spin. In partnership with DraftKings Casino, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for featured games only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends January 25th, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, mamas, do you ever wake up sweaty, freezing, or just uncomfortable? The temperature in your bedroom can make or break your sleep. And that's why me and Dina switched to Miracle Made sheets. They're inspired by NASA technology and use silver-infused temperature-regulating fabric to help you sleep perfectly all throughout the night. So if you're a hot sleeper or a cold sleeper, it does not matter. These sheets help keep you in your comfort zone all night long. And they stay clean longer. So thanks to their antibacterial silver technology, Miracle Made sheets stay cleaner and fresher up to 3 times longer than regular sheets. That means fewer odors, fewer wash cycles, and way less laundry. They have a luxurious comfort without the luxurious price. They feel just as good, if not better, than sheets you'd find at a 5-star hotel and without the steep price tag. So they're smooth, breathable, and ridiculously comfortable, which we love. And it's also great for your skin. All that hidden bacteria in regular sheets, it can clog your pores and cause breakouts. Miracle Made's antibacterial design helps you sleep cleaner and clearer night after night. So upgrade your sleep or give the gift of better rest. Go to trymiracle.com/meatball to try Miracle Made sheets today. You'll save over 40%, and when you use promo code Meatball, you'll get an extra 20% off plus a free 3-piece towel set. They make an amazing gift, and with a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's no risk. So that's trymiracle.com/meatball, code Meatball at checkout. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, Oliver just scratched the shit out of me. He was playing. Wait, Chris is getting pissed off at Oliver. He's such a little menace. He knows Chris hates when he like bothers his feet. And I swear, he'll be on the other side of the kitchen. And then Chris puts down his feet like in the living room. And he starts just to bother Chris.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it on purpose.
Oh, he's 100% doing it on purpose. And then Chris looks at me, he goes, "This is getting annoying." I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you." I'm like, Oliver, stop.
I feel like he's still like a kitten. Like he likes to play.
So he'll be 1 in January.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a Capricorn like me and Cameron or me and CJ. So it's so funny. He bothers Chris all the time. Chris will be like at eating dinner. Chris is eating dinner and all of a sudden he goes under the table and like swats his feet. I'm like, you can tell you don't like it. He's like a little menace. It is funny. The other day Chris's neck was hurting. So he was like, I feel like because we're all in the bed, he's like, I'm just going to sleep on the couch because it's just going to be better for my back. And he goes,
stop, people are 90 now.
Yeah. I walked downstairs the next morning. He goes,
he's a menace. I was like, what do you mean he's a menace? He goes, he takes the bell off the tree. He's kicking the bell back and forth, And I'm like, okay. I'm like, he's a cat. He goes, then he goes in the pantry. He knocks over the napkins. He shreds the napkins all over the place.
I can't. He's starting to get mad at him.
Yeah, he goes, then he leaves on the couch with me. And I think he's going to cuddle. And then he starts clawing at my feet. I'm like, oh my God. He's doing it on purpose.
What a sin.
No, but he's like the cutest cat. He really
he is the cutest.
But he's just, he's bothering Chris.
I can't. Poor thing. He just wants love. And he's so smushy and fluffy.
He's getting a lot of love. He just likes to piss off Chris. He like knows it bothers him. It's so fun. I mean, I don't mean to laugh or think it's funny, but it's kind of funny.
It's funny.
I could just picture Chris trying to sleep on the couch and Oliver going running back and forth with the bell. Like, that's something the meatballs would do.
Meatball cat for sure.
I feel like Oliver's a meatball. I can't.
What a sin.
I can't. All right, let's get to some meatball questions. Yeah,
cheers to Oliver.
Yes, cheers to Ollie. He always has to be involved too. Like the kid, like he's involved with everything. He's such a Buckner now. Right, Ollie? He's literally sitting next to me. He follows me around. He loves me. Right?
Munchkin.
Okay, first fan question. Is there anything you guys are really hoping to get for Christmas from your husbands? Also, how late is too late to shop for a Christmas gift for your wife? Asking for a friend, .. Brandon from Philly. Yeah, asking for a friend. Yeah, Brandon's the friend.
Yeah. Go now, please. Please go now.
Although, I have to tell you, my dad back in the day, I don't even think it was like last minute. I think he like enjoyed going on Christmas Eve to shop. Like he knows like a lot of his tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an old school thing I feel like my dad did that also.
Yeah, like it was something he enjoyed, and then he would like come home and wrap them. And then we'd like go out to Staten Island. But yeah, I mean, I would go sooner than later. But I mean, as long as you get it before Christmas Day, Brandon, you're fine, I think. As long as you could definitely get it before Christmas Day.
No, I feel like I don't ever want anything. Like I like sentimental things. And I feel like we always say this. Like I like things that like show love. Like I don't want like materialistic things because I feel like I have everything, and anything that I do want, like I'll just get it myself. You know what I mean? I like sentimental things, like things with the family, like picture frames or like a book and pictures of it, or just like feelings, like a card with feelings, like things like that. It's the little things that like literally don't cost any money and you can make yourself. Like I love things like that because it means a lot.
Yeah. For me, like Nicole said, sentimental stuff, some that has to do with the babes. My favorite gift that Chris got me last year, he got me a ring. It was like a ring from the boys, which was like really sweet. And then, he had the boys make this is a good idea if you have kids, Brandon. Have your kids make a Builder Bear for your wife and put their voices in it. That was like the cutest thing. I love it.
I want that. So when I travel, I can
Exactly. So it was funny.
I want that.
I brought it with me on Mallory's bachelorette, and I was sharing a room with Mallory and her sister.
Did you keep playing it?
No, I didn't even mean to. Like, I would just lay on it the wrong way. It would be like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, I love you, mommy. I love you, mama.
Stop. That's actually creepy.
And so they were like, at first they weren't, they were like, maybe she's playing a video. But then I was like, oh no, it's my bear. It's my bear.
Yeah, I'd be like, hello.
But it was there. That was like the sweetest. I loved that gift. But yeah, something that's like cute. That. And then that you could get right away because, you know, you could go to the mall and make it right there. But you'll have to bring your kids.
Oh, yeah, because they have to record their voice.
Yeah, and then they like sew it in. But yeah, that was probably my favorite gift last year from Chris.
I know. Tell Gianni now. Be like, Gianni, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's really cute. I love that.
Okay, let's go to Meatball Pod. Question number two. Best New Year's drink, question mark. I'm hosting a party and I'm trying to figure out what to get other than champagne. Melanie from New Haven, Connecticut. I like a nice eggnog martini.
Oh, I never tried that.
It's really good. So you could either do eggnog with rum chata or you could do eggnog with Fireball. I mean, I prefer the Fireball because I like the cinnamony Fireball, but I like Fireball, but yeah. So an eggnog martini, you do eggnog and rum chata or eggnog and Fireball, and you put some cinnamon sugar on the top. So good.
Very nice. I feel like I like Aperol spritz, and you could put like the little leaves in it. I forget what it's called. It looks like a Christmas tree. But you could have that sticking out to make it look very Christmassy. You could put like raspberries in it. I'm a fan of Aperol spritz.
Cute.
I don't know if I like eggnog. And honestly, I don't think I ever tried it, to be honest.
I love it.
Have I ever tried eggnog?
It's like my favorite.
Isn't it milky?
It kind of is.
Like what's in it?
Egg, I guess. Let me look.
Oh.
No, I'm telling you. I absolutely...
Is it like creamy, like a milkshake?
It is creamy, yes.
Because then maybe I'll like it.
No, it's creamy. It's so freaking good. Okay, let me see. What's in eggnog? So you can make different types of eggnogs. Like you could put a lot of stuff in it. I personally just like it simple, like what I had said. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is just giving me recipes about eggnog. But anyway, I love it. I love eggnog.
Okay.
It's my favorite for the holidays. And also, if you want to like decorate a cute, you could do the brown, the cinnamon sugar, and then you could put like a mini candy cane in there.
Oh yeah, that's cute. See, I like garnishes and drinks, yeah, especially for the holidays, because I feel like it just makes it like holiday-ish and it makes it exciting. So I love a good garnish and a drink.
I do too. Okay, next.
Hey, Meatballs. I was just wondering, in Jersey Shore, the original seasons, when you were told that season 6 was going to be the last season and how you felt going into that season versus at the end, and then also the timeline for when you were told that Jersey Shore Family Vacation was coming back around. Thanks so much. Love the podcast. Love you, Meatballs. Bye.
Weirdly enough, for OG, I feel like most of us were kind of ready for it to end at that point because we were just
burnt
out because we filmed back to back to back to back, and it was different types of filming than we film now. Like, we lived in a house for months without seeing our loved ones. So we were kind of, not that we were sick of each other, but we were just like on top of each other all the time, that I feel like we needed a break from each other. That's why I feel like the last season was like not the best season of OG.
Like, well, I was definitely ready because I was literally 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need a break from the show because I know I'm going to be a mom and I need to like focus on my baby and being a new mommy. So it was bittersweet, you know, like I loved filming and I loved the whole experience and everything, but I was ready to like start my new chapter in my life of being a new mom and like doing all the things. So I knew I was going to miss the roomies, but like I was ready to start my life.
Yeah. And I had just met Chris. Me and Chris were dating for at least 9 months at that point. And I felt like I was kind of ready to like start my new chapter also. So I feel like at that point, we were kind of just ready. We were going to miss each other, but we were kind of just ready back then. The time between was probably like 2-3 years, right? Because we ended in 13 and we ended in 13. 14, 15, 16. No, it was probably 4 years.
No, we ended in 2011 or 12.
Did we?
No, we ended 2012 because that's when Lorenzo was born.
13.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was probably like 4 or 5 years in between before we got back together because we got back together.
for certain commercials in 2017, right before my wedding.
Oh, yeah. And that's when we were like, we're back.
Yeah. And then my wedding was our really big back together moment because we all were together at my wedding. And then it was on my honeymoon that we got the call that in 2018 we'll be filming for the new season. So yeah, it was a while in between. And we were then we were very excited to get back together and like start it back over.
Agreed, yes.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah, and now I think we're closer than we ever were back then, honestly.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Because we're older. I feel like we all got out of that stage of like craziness. So I feel like we all like grew as people. And so it was like such a perfect time to get back together. And then we truly formed a like actual relationships with each other.
Yeah, same.
Okay. So last question.
Hi, Meatballs. This is Jordan from Nebraska. And I had a question for both of you. So, of course, I'm rewatching the original seasons for the 30th time, probably more than that. But I just finished Italy, and now you guys are back in Jersey for season 5. And I had a question about the gym. So at the very beginning of Italy, you guys were going to a gym. And then at the beginning of season 5, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, we get to GTL again and, you know, go to the gym. And I was wondering if there was a reason why you guys stopped going to the gym, or maybe they just didn't film it or anything like that. So that was my question. Also, you guys should totally bring a meatball show to the Midwest. I will drive within 3 hours of where I am now. So that would be amazing. Come to Nebraska. Bye.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, you guys saw me and Dina.
It was difficult to get to.
You saw me and Dina go to the gym, and we literally, we crashed.
Yeah, we got into a car accident on the way back. The gym was very far from where we lived. And the driving was so different in Italy that the only people that could drive in Italy, I think, were Paulie and Nicole. Right? It was only you and Paulie that were able to drive.
Yeah, only me and Paulie could drive stick.
Yeah, so basically that's the only two that could drive in Italy. And it was difficult to drive, like the driving, the signs, we didn't understand them, and it was far. So I feel like it was just like there. It was very difficult to get to the gym. So after we got into the car accident, I think all of us just were like, all right, we're not going to go to the gym anymore.
Yeah, it was right? Too much. It was too far, and yeah, it wasn't great.
And it wasn't like a great gym either that we were able to go to, because we could only go right to places we could film. So it wasn't like a gym around here. It was like a little bit of a smaller gym. It was probably somewhere that agreed that we could film. So it was just, there was just like not a lot in our favor. So we just didn't, there was no tanning beds. And if there was tanning beds, those were far. We had to walk like 5 miles. So we were just, it was just like a lot of things against us in Italy for tanning and gym and laundry.
Yeah, even our nails, like, too. Like, we were deprived of like all the things that we love to do. So that's why, yeah, when we came back, we just went crazy.
But you know what? Just so you know, that's not Italy altogether. Like, we are only allowed to go to certain places we could film. We're only allowed to like do certain things in the area. So I'm sure there's like amazing gyms and amazing nail salons, amazing places to go tanning and stuff. We just weren't able to go to those places. So yeah, we could only go to wherever was signed off. And unfortunately they were like 5 mile walks and dangerous drives away. So, and then having to bring all of our laundry. We had like little suitcases.
Oh my god, we had to chuck our laundry throughout the cobblestone, like for a mile. That's why I never did my laundry. I was like, there's no way I'm doing that.
Yeah, it was just a lot. It was a lot. But yeah, so yeah, that was that. But all right, I know Nicole has to hop off. She has meetings. I have to get to Cammie's Christmas party. But thank you for always listening to us. We hope you have such an amazing holiday and new year. And we're so excited to go into the new year with you guys.
Yes, we love you, meatballs. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year. We love you. We did it, D.
Let's get sauced.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.